The whole field of text-generated AI is, of course, familiar to like everyone. We all use ChatGPT. I think when you combine that with images, we're starting to see a lot of really exciting things. Once you now have like DALL-E built into ChatGPT, for example, there's a whole bunch of new applications that I've been testing out and trying. And I think the next step in this whole AI wave right now is going to be really video. And I think that AI generated video and using AI in the video field is going to be absolutely huge. You know, there's already a lot out there, but I think this is going to grow and become very mainstream. So an example of this is 12 Labs, which is a startup based in San Francisco, and they are pioneering the field of, I think, video language alignment. So 12 Labs essentially is trying to provide a robust framework for multimodal video understanding. And their initial focus is going to be on semantic search. So Jay Lee, who's a co-founder and CEO, likens it to, you know, Control F for videos. I think that's a hilarious description of the company, which I'm sure is probably Command F on Macs. But in any case, he recently said, quote, "Our vision is to equip developers with tools to create programs that perceive, hear, and comprehend the world just like humans do." So by linking natural language to the contents of a video, 12 Labs models identify actions, objects, and even background noises. And this offers developers the opportunity to design applications that can sift through videos, categorize scenes, extract key topics, break videos down into chapters automatically, and a lot more. I think this is absolutely fascinating and really critical. I talk a lot about like really generative video AI is going to be huge. We're seeing companies like Runway kind of tackle this. Although like I think Runway's a cool example because they recently did like a big like a video production competition thing, or like, you know, award, or like pretty much Academy Awards thing, but with generative AI. I saw a lot of the videos that were generated for that, and like it was cool and impressive, but like obviously they weren't super high quality. Like this is generative AI, it's not perfect. So if you messed around with like generative video before on Runway, you pretty much know what you're working with. I think this is going to get a lot better, and in order for it to get a lot better, we're going to need companies like 12 Labs to really build out the infrastructure around this. And so something that I think that's fascinating that they're doing here is they're essentially building AI, they're using natural language to understand what's happening in a video, really understand the deep context, and that I think is the first step to being able to essentially use generative AI to actually create video. Video is so fascinating because it's a combination of so many different other elements and areas of AI. There's obviously the natural language processing from ChatGPT. There's the image generation and stable diffusion aspect that, you know, Midjourney is kind of pioneering, or, you know, DALL-E 3, whatever. And then you have to bring it to life. And if you think about it, like a video obviously is just a whole bunch of frames of images. So you understand the concept, right? It's like, obviously you tell it to do something, but in order to like create a frame of video, it's got to create like, you know, a couple hundred generative AI images. And so it just is a fascinating concept. We're really bringing together. And then of course there's the audio aspect of, you know, grabbing something like what 11 Labs is doing to create voices and audio, and then creating other ones that are going to create like background sounds. Like if you go to, you know, Runway eventually and say, hey, generate me a scene that's like a beach with a seagull and a family talking and the dad in the family saying, hey, we all need to get into the car, a storm is coming. Like there is so much that's going to go into that scene. It's like you have to generate all of the images that are going to create the family doing the movements. You have to make them all the same, obviously. You have to, you know, use ChatGPT and natural language processing to come up with the script and exactly how he says that and how people kind of might respond or react. Then you have to have like, beyond just the audio aspect, you have to have the sound effects in the background. You have to have the birds chirping and the waves crashing, and the waves crashing has to line up with the actual waves crashing in the video. Like there is so much that's going to go into this. And I don't doubt we're going to have this nailed down in the next 1 to 2 years to a very high level. But it is a big challenge. I think what 12 Labs is doing by essentially allowing developers to understand very deeply what's going on in a video, then they essentially reverse engineer that to create videos. So I think this is kind of the technology that's going to bring us there. So I'm really excited to see this and kind of cover this. But I think talking a little bit about the utility of 12 Labs technology, Lee also, their CEO of 12 Labs, mentioned its potential in ad placement, content moderation, and also media analytics. A prime application, I think, would also be in discerning the context in which, you know, knives appear in videos, you know, whether they are showcased in a violent scenario or for educational purposes, or like, you know, I think you could say like, you know, generate a scene in a kitchen where there's like a knife, you know, that's like falls down and cuts something. And it's like the generative AI has to know, is a person holding that knife cutting something? Is a person dangerous? Is did this, you know, knife haphazardly fall off the counter? Like there's so much like context that needs to be given. And so I think, yeah, really having tools like this that look at video, look at what is common, and then they're able to essentially use that to generate video in the future, I think is going to be important. So the technology right now can autonomously generate video summaries like blog posts, headlines, or tags. I think the I think, you know, drawing a distinction between their offering and large language models like ChatGPT, Lee, who's the CEO of 12 Labs, kind of emphasized that their solution is engineered to understand videos a little bit more holistically, integrating visuals, audio, speech elements, right? So really talking about all the different elements that are in a video. He said, quote, our focus has always been on pushing the boundaries of video understanding. There's a bunch of big tech giants like Google that are also kind of getting into this space with models like MUM, which essentially powers video suggestions on, you know, Google search and YouTube. So Lee believes, though, that 12 Labs stands apart due to essentially its model quality and also customization features, enabling clients to modify the models for specific video analysis needs. In recent developments, 12 Labs has unveiled Pegasus 1, which is a state-of-the-art multimodal model equipped for a wide array of video analyst tasks. So Lee kind of underscores the importance of these advancements, saying, quote, conventional video AI models lack the depth required for a lot of for many business applications. Our goal is to provide enterprises with tools that achieve human-level video analysis, eliminating the need for manual scrutiny. I think since its private beta in May, 12 Labs has amassed a user base of 17,000 developers. So they have a lot of people using them. Their clientele is across a bunch of different sectors, from sports and media to e-learning and security. There's a bunch of different, you know, prominent names like the NFL. All, of course, in their investment pool, I think they just raised $10 million. And this came from NVIDIA, Intel, and Samsung Next. And that takes their total capital raise to around $27 million. So they're a fairly serious player in this space. Lee sees the influx as a catalyst for innovation and growth. And he said, quote, our objective is to further the field of video understanding and present the best models to our clients, allowing them to achieve remarkable feats. I think this is a really interesting space. I don't know. The fact that the name of the company is 12 Labs and my favorite audio producer is 11 Labs. Now I got like 11 Labs for audio and 12 Labs for video. I don't know. It's funny. I don't know if that's like super creative or what the thinking behind those names are. I guess I got to get the CEOs on and ask them. But in any case, I think this is a big space. Video is the next frontier that is going to be conquered by AI. And I think 12 Labs is going to play a big role in that, or companies like 12 Labs. So I'm excited to follow along and see how that actually rolls out. Really, really excited for generative AI and video. I know it's around the corner. So stick around and I'll keep you updated on all the advancements and let you know when this is a serious technology that you can try out.